From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. One after another, Chilean miners are rising to the surface and breathing fresh air for the first time in more than 2 months. The amazing rescue of 33 men is going smoothly. If the pace continues, they are all expected to reach the surface by early tomorrow morning. In a moment, we'll hear more about the miners themselves and the challenges of recovering from such an ordeal. First, Annie Murphy has been reporting for us from the mine site, and she sent this story.
As the red, white, and blue Phoenix rescue capsule slid into the earth, everyone in Camp Hope leaned forward in their chairs. Some rocked anxiously. Many repeated blessings under their breath. And when it emerged about half an hour later, everyone was amazed and delighted. Florencio Avalos, wearing sunglasses at night to shield his eyes against any possible light damage, stepped out of the rescue capsule and officially entered the world above ground. Grinning and weary, he looked half regular miner going home from a very long day at work. And, thanks mostly to the shades, half rock star trying to keep a low profile. Which is about what these 33 men have become, as the world has followed their story. Some families are still waiting for their loved ones, eagerly, but with a lot of patience too. Patricia Lobos is the niece of miner Franklin Lobos, one of the last to make the journey above ground. There's already a knot in my stomach, she says. They should just get him out now. We can wait a few more hours after all this, because he's still down there. The family of Mario Gomez is already through the worst part. 63-year-old Gomez is already out. Maria Cortez is Gomez's sister-in-law. She's so overwhelmed that she wrings her hands as she speaks.
Contenta, feliz, que ya lo vamos a tener en casa.
When Mario came out, I was happy and content because now we'll have him at home. Now we'll be able to hug him. And when the very first miner came out, I felt such emotion. I cried. The first son had come into the world because I call all the miners sons now. The first, the second.
People of all stripes have been comparing this rescue to a rebirth, though the connection seems especially important to the Gomez family, which is deeply religious. A Christian guitarist has been accompanying their family throughout the rescue, and Gomez himself put together a makeshift shrine while in the tunnel. In fact, many of the miners and their families say their spirituality helped them get through the past few months. And the underground rescue has been marked by moments that can't be put into categories, shared between all the families, like the arrival of Mario Sepulveda, the second miner to make the trip to the surface. Once he was above ground and had embraced his wife, Sepulveda, a balding, energetic man who became the group's resident MC during more than 2 months underground, pulled out a sack of rocks from the mine and started to hand them out to officials, including Chilean President Sebastián Piñera, who is greeting all of the men. As Sepulveda was finally wheeled off on a stretcher, part of the routine established for all the men, he called out to his wife, "So how's the dog?" During the past few months, Camp Hope has often been heavy with tense silences, and being able to laugh for a few minutes made the dry, cold desert air feel lighter. There's still work ahead to get the last of the 33 men above ground, but progress has been steady, and if it continues this way, they should all be able to look up at the sky and at their loved ones soon. For NPR News, this is Annie Murphy at the San Jose Mine, Chile.